This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. Our spring music series continues now with a professional ensemble based at UMass Amherst. The Massachusetts Chamber Players has a new recording of wind music conducted by Matthew Westgate. He tells me the idea for this project was planted 10 years ago at a composing workshop.
Somebody kind of at the forefront of all great new things coming out or things being discovered. He mentioned this piece that was written by Frank Martin, this famous Swiss composer, not as much in the United States, but that had written this music for a puppet theater and for a chamber group, and I was intrigued by that idea. So I wrote it down in my notes, and I just kind of forgot about it until I came to UMass a couple years ago, and I was getting ready to lead my own conducting workshop, and I saw this note I had written to myself. It said, "Frank Martin, puppet music, chamber music. Check this out."
So tell me a little bit about how the group came to be that ended up on the CD.
Well, this all started with choosing the music, and once we did that, we figured out that the music required a pretty high level of performer. And so I wrote personal letters to all my colleagues in the department, and I personally invited them to be a part of it, and luckily all of them said yes. And so we got those people involved, and then we needed to fill out a couple other parts in some pieces. And so it was another opportunity to include the students in the project and have them sit alongside their teachers, which is a really great experience and a really good learning experience. And then we had to bring in a couple specialists, a Basel drum specialist that actually lives in Connecticut, which was very lucky. To look at the notation, it doesn't sound like it looks. There is, just as if you were reading a jazz chart, the rhythms that you see would sound different if you just read them as a legit classical player. And so there's an inflection, and there's a feeling that goes along with that. The large part of this CD is this Totentanz. You know, a Totentanz is a death dance, which sounds very morbid, but it's a multi-movement piece, and it's each one is very colorful and very, very interesting. It's exploring a different side of death, that death is a natural evolution of being alive rather than just about, you know, dying and going to somewhere. And so there's a lot of different colors. It's kind of like a jazz ensemble almost, combined with a classical, it's kind of like a classical jazz ensemble, jazz big band.
What was the backstory for the concerto?
So this concerto, Frank Martin was, in the 1920s, he was working as a music director for a puppet theater, which sounds crazy to us, but in the 1920s in Paris, that would not have been as crazy. It was like a marionette thing. And so his job there as the music director was he would take a lot of, he would adapt a lot of music for his ensemble. It's like a theater orchestra. And then he also would write incidental music and write music for these puppet theater shows. I found some old programs from this time period, from that theater. But this would have been originally written for like the theater orchestra. And then Bastian Blumert, he made this arrangement for 13 winds and piano. His musical text is very similar to the theater version. Nothing is known about the commission, why it was written, or what it was meant to be performed for.
But when it sounds very theatrical and something like you pull out of a movie and have an elaborate storyline, that's what it was made for.
Right. It does. It is. I'm guessing there must have been some program to the music, but we don't know what that was.
Now, do you ever feel limited by the repertoire available, picking out pieces when you do these kinds of projects?
Yeah. So one of the challenges of being a wind band conductor, at least for me, I don't want to just make a recording of something that somebody else has already made 10 recordings of. I would rather do something interesting that's older and maybe people don't know. It's almost like a service to the community and to the public to say, okay, here are some great recordings of these pieces so you get to know them, rather than record the Hindemith Symphony again, or you know, something similar. Thank you.
Matthew Westgate conducted the Massachusetts Chamber Players in a recording of Frank Martin, Music for Winds. And you can hear more picks from our spring music series at nepr.net. This is New England Public Radio.